Join us on Shifting with Shefali to connect, shift, and integrate to create a life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Shefali will share her wisdom, teachings, and processes to inspire and enlighten you to a new way of being. Each show, Shefali will help you shift the blocks, limitations, and negative energies that have kept you from experiencing a life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. A life where you shine in your magnificent brilliance. Shefali is a healer, intuitive coach, author, and entrepreneur, as well as the host of the popular global telesummit series, Awaken to Happiness Now. Are you ready to shift with Shefali? Are you ready to shine your brilliance?
Hello and welcome to Shifting with Shefali here on Om Times Radio, where we connect, shift, and integrate to create a life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Thank you so much for being here with me today, live or listening later. It's an honor and privilege for me to connect and be of service to you in this way. So I'm excited about today's show. Today we're going to be talking about shifting your money story. So let me start off by asking you, what does that even mean? What is a money story and can we shift it, right? So really, what is a money story? A money story is basically anything, any story that you're playing in your head over and over again. It's all those stories that we picked up when we were young, when we were little, when we were children, all those things that we heard our parents saying, society saying and being, and we thought they were true. So we accepted them and made them our stories, right? But we can shift those stories. We can change those stories. And with that, we can change our reality. So let me give you an example of what I mean by that. So when I was younger, long time ago, growing up, my parents worked really hard, right? So one of my stories, because we have several sometimes, is that you have to work hard to make money, right? So my mother used to work really, really hard, two jobs, to make money. And she would, I don't remember ever seeing her really enjoying the fruits of that labor. So for me, the story is always about you have to work hard, work hard, work hard to make money. And then you don't enjoy it. You don't celebrate. You don't have any grand celebrations to enjoy that money. You don't spend it frivolously, right? Because there's not enough money to spend, right? So that's one story. And the other story that I have going on in my head or playing in my reality is that if you're spiritual, you can't have money. So my father used to meditate a lot, very spiritual. He used to go to India and, be gone for years at a time sometimes, doing the whole meditation thing, the whole spiritual practice thing. And so he never had money. So in my story, it's that if you're spiritual, you can't make money or you can't have it. You can try making it, but you won't have it. So as I was growing up, I didn't have money as I was growing up, but when I started working, I always had money, but I always worked hard, so that was my that was my mindset, that I have to work hard for money and not really enjoy it. I just had enough, right? And as I grew older and I continued to do that, I didn't know that I could shift my story. I didn't know that I could change my story. And I was also on the spiritual path. And part of me kept resisting the spiritual path because the spiritual path is hard. And if you're spiritual, you can't have money. And I didn't really like a life of suffering. I do enjoy my life. I want to have fun. I wanted to have a good life, right? So, there were two dichotomies playing in my head all the time. And when I had children, I decided that, when I was growing up, I didn't have anything. I had hand-me-downs. We used to go shopping at the flea market. For those of you here in Canada, that flea market, I think, still exists. I'm not sure. I haven't been in a long time, but we used to go to the flea market, right? And, buy stuff cheap. And, so that was my story. But when I had children, I did the opposite. It's like I gave them everything, all the best clothes, the best toys, the books, experiences. And that was one thing that I really stuck to, that I want my children to have everything that I didn't. So yes, perhaps I overcompensated. I will admit I did that. But the story was that I wanted them to have everything that I didn't, because I wanted them to have a better experience of life, a better experience of childhood, a better experience growing up. So I have changed that a little bit. So yes, they had clothes, you know, the best clothes. They had toys and, you know, experiences and books. And so one of the things that they still say to me is that, Mom, you said I could always buy books and I could always, you know, have experiences. Like, yes, I did say that. And clothes. Yes, I did say that. But when they wanted games or a gaming system like Xbox or PlayStation or something like that, well, if it wasn't Christmas or their birthday and they wanted something like that, they had to pay for half. So they had to pay for half and I would pay for the other half. But books they could buy anytime. I didn't really mind how much it cost because reading was really important to me. And if they wanted to go on a trip, on a ski trip, on a, you know, a trip to another city or even another country, I would always say, yes, go, because that was important to me, that they opened their eyes. They were aware of new experiences, opened their horizons of what was possible for their life. So experiences, very important to me because I didn't have that growing up, right? So everything I didn't have, I wanted my children to have. So those were stories that were playing in my head for a long, long time. Of course, you know, as I've grown and evolved and raised my vibration and did a lot of inner work on myself, you know, some of those stories have changed and shifted. And so what it really comes down to for me is the more that you are connected to who you are deep inside and source, God, universe, the more you have that connection and can feel that connection and express that connection, the more you will feel abundant. You will feel like you have everything you need. And you will not feel that lack and scarcity that I felt as I was growing up. So for me, first and foremost, is that feeling of connection. And we talked about that on the last show, right? So it's all about, you know, taking a deep breath and connecting to who you truly are in your heart. Because so many of us, we are always thinking in our head, right? I'm guilty of that for sure. I used to do a lot of thinking. I still do a lot of thinking. But, you know, I've been able to move that attention and that awareness to my heart space instead of staying in the head. So that's what I want you to do right now, first and foremost, is take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And just focus on your heart space. You know, if you need to, you can put your hand on your heart just to have that extra connection. And I just want you to really feel that, expand into that, feel that connection. And, you know, what I do sometimes, if I'm having a hard time feeling it, I think of something that makes me feel good, a good experience, a good memory, you know, like being on the beach. Or for me, sometimes it's being with my husband when we were in New York City, sitting on the bench in Central Park. It was just absolutely beautiful and so peaceful and calm. I love it. And so whenever I think of that, I'm automatically in that spaciousness and that space of expansiveness and gratitude and happiness. And that automatically shifts me into my heart space. So that's an idea that you can do as well. Think, you know, just put your hand on your heart space, in the middle of your chest, take a deep breath and think of something. Imagine an experience that you've had or even that you'd like to have, and just breathe into that. Okay. So just take a deep breath and breathe into that. And I want you to just breathe in love and grace right now. Just breathe in love and grace and breathe out everything that is no longer serving you at this time. So breathe in love and grace and breathe out everything that's no longer serving you at this time. Because the reason why we have held on to all those stories is because they were serving us at one point, right? But are they still serving you or are they holding you back? So just take a deep breath in, breathing in love and grace, and breathe out whatever is no longer serving you. So that's where I want to start off with today, is just talking about that connection, because my show is all about connection, shifting, and integrating. So first, about it's about that connection, and I want you to really feel that in your being, in your heart space, everywhere. And I want you to also connect to Mother Earth, the heart and core of Mother Earth. So just imagine there are roots growing out of the bottom of your feet and going deep, deep, deep down into Mother Earth, into the heart of Mother Earth. And if you can't imagine it, that's okay. Just have the intention. Okay, just have the intention that you are grounded to the heart of Mother Earth. Okay, and I want you also to be connected to the great central sun, the galactic sun, the universe, God, source, the highest possibility that you can conceive of, and just imagine that there are branches growing out of your hands, reaching up, 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 high into the sky. And with your attention, intention, and awareness, just imagine that those branches are going high, high, high up, and you're connecting to that great central sun, to that galactic sun, to source, to the universe, and to the divine. And imagine that energy is now flowing down through you, through those branches, into your heart space. And imagine that from the heart of Mother Earth and the core of Mother Earth, that energy, that golden energy from Mother Earth is going up through the roots, up, up, up into your being and into your heart space. And I want you to take a deep breath and expand out into the space. And I want you to sit in the space of expansiveness and this energy and this feeling of love and connection and support. You are always supported, you're always guided, and you are never alone. That is one of the deepest truths that I have learned, is that we are connected to energy and source, God, universe, always. We are never alone. We're never disconnected. Sometimes our focus shifts. That's all. So I just want you to really feel into this, feel the spaciousness, feel this expansiveness, really feel this energy, this loving energy. And when you're feeling this energy, sometimes no other thoughts are possible, right? No other thoughts come in. So there are no more worries, right? So this is that space that you want to try and be in more and more. This is that vibration that you want to rise to more and more and maintain more and more as much as you can. And as we come back from break, we are going to be going into some more deeper processes. So stay tuned and just stay in this space.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. OM Times.
Hello and welcome back. This is Shefali Burns on Shifting with Shefali here on OM Times Radio. And today we are talking about shifting your money story. So we were just, you know, sitting in the space of expansiveness, right? We're still in the space. Just all you have to do is just connect within to your heart space, and you are connected. So now I want to talk about a few different ways that you can start to shift your money story. You can start to think differently about having money and creating abundance in your life. So one of the first things I do with all of my clients, with all of my work, is about upgrading your space. So some of you may have heard me already talk about this, but it really is about decluttering your space, decluttering your energetic space, decluttering your emails and internet space, as well as your car, everything, right? So I'd like you to think about doing a sweep of your home, including all the clothing, furnitures and fixtures, everything that, you know, just look at everything in your house and does it feel good? Does it feel joyful? Does it, you know, when you look at it, do you feel expanded? And releasing everything that doesn't fit, is torn, stained, or broken. You never want to keep anything in your house that's broken, because it's just a negative energy. It's a discordant energy, which you don't want to keep in your home or business, right? So, you know, just go through your closet. Look at all the clothes. Look at the purses. Look at the shoes, ladies. Do you still like them? Do you still want them? Do they make you feel good? And if not, if they're in good shape, donate them. There are so many people who can use all of these things we have in our homes. I mean, let's face it, in the Western world especially, we have so much. We have an abundance of stuff in our house, right? Some people even store a lot of their stuff in warehouses, right? Storage spaces. It's a lot of stuff. And that all that stuff carries energy. And some of that energy is great if it feels good, if it's helping you in your life in some way. It can be beautiful, but if it's not, if it's just taking up space, literally, then maybe it's time to let it go. Because when you start letting things go, when you start releasing things that are no longer serving you, the energy shifts around you. You know, so, you know, it's not just a matter of changing the energy in your home, in your business, office space. But what happens is that once that energy starts moving, your head becomes clearer. You start getting, you know, more messages, receiving inspired thoughts. And then you start taking action on those inspired thoughts. And wow, magic starts to happen. So, you know, think about what you can let go of. You know, do you really need that, you know, those 10 pairs of shoes, those hiking shoes that you never really use because you don't go hiking? You know, that's just one idea. So just get rid of them, because, you know, once you get rid of stuff, it opens up space for more goodness to come into your life, more opportunities, more possibilities, right? And if a new acquaintance or a colleague walked into your home or office right now, what would they think? Right? So would they think, oh, this is a beautiful space? Or would they think, oh my goodness, wow, there's a lot of stuff here. So, and you know, you don't need to own or buy expensive things to begin upgrading your environment. It just has to feel good to you, right? But you do need to let go of anything and everything that no longer serves you, or doesn't represent an abundant lifestyle and mindset. So, you know, take some time to start decluttering. And, you know, like I said, this includes the clutter in your, on the internet, in your mailbox, in your messages. And it's going to feel like you've really lifted a burden. You know, you've released a burden. And then once you've started clearing it out, find something beautiful that you can add to your living space, to your office. And it could be as simple as a rock that you found while you were walking. It doesn't have to be something expensive. Okay, so just something that makes your heart sing, makes you feel good. I always have tons of crystals all around me. I have beautiful geodes in my living space. I have tons of crystals in my office. I love crystals, and they are a daily reminder of, to me, to be in my flow of abundance and beauty. So that's one area that I really do work on, and I love to create that space of beauty in my home, in my business office, is what really brings me that joy, right? So crystals, absolutely. I have pictures, all sorts of different pictures, some artwork that people have given me, they've made for me, and I love it. I look at it every day, and it brings me so much joy, and I'm so grateful for that, you know, for that artwork. So how does it feel in your body to live in an upgraded space of beauty? So ask yourself that question and feel it in your body. How does it feel in my body to live in an upgraded space of beauty? Does it feel good? Does it feel expansive? Does it feel light? Right? So, you know, when you do that, you will feel that difference. So the other aspect for me that's really important is about upgrading your attitude, your gratitude. And we talked a little bit about gratitude last week, but this is something that I really strongly believe in. I know it works. I do it constantly, and it is my number one tool. It's my go-to tool for everything. And I'll be honest, you know, when I want to make more money, you know what I do? I actually do things that people appreciate. So it's not just about me feeling gratitude, but doing things that other people will appreciate and are grateful for. So that could mean I give my community a new MP3, a frequency MP3, and they love it. And, you know, and then I receive comments back from them how much they love it. And that makes me feel good. It makes them feel good because they're receiving something that I've created specifically for them. And I find that, you know, when I'm in that state of gratitude and I'm giving to other people at the same time, my money flows, you know, money just flows in. It's wonderful and it's magical. So, you know, that's something that I would highly recommend is that, you know, being in that state of gratitude, feeling grateful for not just things in your life, but the people in your life, the experiences that you've had. I was just thinking, you know, recently, I had received all this wonderful artwork, you know, and I remember feeling so, so good. It was like wonderful. It's like, I love it. And I love creating art, believe it or not. I don't always have the time, but I really enjoy doing it because it's like, it goes from nothing to something magical and beautiful. And it's creative, it's generative, and it's an expansive energy. And when you're being grateful in that way, you can create miracles. Like I said, you can create anything. So, you know, gratitude, like I said, is the number one tool. I use it every day, all the time. I recommend this to my clients always. So practicing gratitude, for me, it's about writing things down. You know, writing down three things that you're grateful for every day in a journal, or it could be a scrap piece of paper. It doesn't really matter. But for me, the most important benefit of practicing gratitude and having an attitude of gratitude is that it keeps you positive, happy, and in the flow of abundance. Because really, money goes where there's joy. Money follows joy. I think I said this last week, and my friend Simone talks about this all the time. Money follows joy. It truly does. If you're feeling joyful and expansive, that flow of abundance just gets more and more stronger, you know, and wider, right? So I'm just going to say it in that way. So when you're feeling really stuck, the best thing to do is look for something to be grateful for. And you'll always find something. You know, there's always something to be grateful for in your life. And even on tough days, there's always at least three things that you can find to be grateful for. And then you can go back and read those entries in your journal and realize, again, how much you really have, how blessed you really are. And so being grateful instantly changes your perspective, and you can go on and have a great day and know that everything is wonderful. And really, that, you know, when you're in that state of gratitude, that's when you're truly connected to the divine, to you, to abundance, to the flow, to energy, to the universe. That is oneness when you're in that state of gratitude, as in my experience anyways. So the more and more we can feel that, the more possibilities will open up for you, the more messages you'll receive from the divine, from your guides and your own inner guidance of what's possible for you. And then it's a matter of choosing, like, what do you want to create, right? How do you want to express yourself? How do you want to give back to your community? How do you want to give back to your loved ones, to your family, to your friends? Because, you know, it's all about that flow, right? Moving, keeping that flow moving. And money is just energy, right? So energy should always be flowing. If you're trying to hold on to that money, to that flow, to that energy, it's going to stop. It's going to, you know, it's like a dam comes up, you know? And so it's always about flowing, 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 flowing. Where can you spend money? Where can you give money? And then it'll keep coming back to you because it sees that you are willing to both have money and spend money and give money, right? So it becomes a really circular flow of abundance. So, you know, ask yourself as well, how does it feel in my body to be in an upgraded state of gratitude? feel that in your body right now. How does it feel in my body to be in an upgraded state of gratitude? Okay, now the third piece that I want to talk about is about upgrading your awareness. So, you know, we're talking about shifting your money story, right? So your money story is something that you have put attention on, right? You have created the story. You've run it over and over again in your head. You talked about it with everybody, you know. So how about, you know, you talk about money in a way that it doesn't have that charge, right? So your money needs to be cared for, appreciated, and requires attention. And then you have the choice of whether it gets your attention negatively or positively. So your money story normally is going to be negative, and you want it to be positive. So you're probably saying, oh, I never have money because I'm always broke. Or how could I have money when my parents never had money? How could I have money when, you know, all my life that's not what I've seen, right? So start tracking your income, every dollar and penny flowing into your life daily, whether it's a business transaction, a birthday gift, a surprise check in the mail, a refund, or even loose change that you find in your home or your car. And also keep track of the non-monetary items you receive, such as a free coffee, an unexpected discount, a gift that somebody gives you. So when you do this, you'll be giving positive attention to your money as you focus on abundance. Right, so, and ask yourself, how does it feel in my body to have awareness of my money? Right, so how does it feel in my body to have awareness of my money? So really feel that, because awareness is going to open up more flow for you. Because then it said money's going to say, oh, she's interested in me. She's actually looking at me. Maybe there's something here, right? So it's about having that awareness of how much money you really do have, how much is really flowing to you, instead of just looking at when you don't have money, right? So looking at everything when it comes to the flow of money in abundance. All right, we will be back in just a few minutes after break, and we're going to go through some more energetic processes to shift your money story.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Matt Connerton here. Join Jen Coffey and I twice a week for Matt Connerton Unleashed, a political talk show that's a little different than what you're used to. No liberal or conservative agenda here, just an honest dialogue about truth and how things really work in the world of politics. Matt Connerton Unleashed, every Tuesday and Thursday night at 11 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business. And share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Join Elliot Jolish, the business therapist, each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern for the Elliot Jolish Hour, as he interviews business experts on your behalf. And you're invited to email your business questions to questions@ecjgroup.com for answers, live, on air, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on the Elliot Jolish Hour. The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello, everyone, and we are back with Shefali Burns here on Shifting with Shefali on OM Times Radio, and we're talking about shifting your money story. And now I want to talk a little bit about some new affirmations or new beliefs that you can start to integrate and incorporate into your life, right? So, you know, we talked a little bit about beliefs earlier when I was talking about, you know, how spiritual people cannot have money, or you have to work really hard to make money. So I want to talk a little bit about that and see how we can shift those, because you may have those as well, right? So let's say that you have that story going on in your head, that belief that you have to work hard to make money. You have to work hard to have money. So let me ask you, are you willing to let that go now? Are you really willing to let that go and create something new for yourself? So I want you to take a deep breath in and out and center back into your heart space. And I want you to breathe in love and grace and breathe out what no longer serves you about that story that money is hard. It's hard to make money, or you have to work hard to make money. So what part of that no longer serves you? I want you to just let that go now. Okay, so that's the easiest way to do that. Another way to do that is just imagine in your body when you talk about money, and if you have that thought, that feeling, that belief that it's making money is hard work, where do you feel that in your body? Okay, so just imagine that you're thinking this thought that money, it takes hard work to make money. Where do you feel that in your body? So take a deep breath and just feel that. Where is that? It could be the back of your neck or your shoulders, right? So imagine where it is. And sometimes it'll be a knowing. Sometimes you might actually feel some pressure in that area. You might actually see a dark energy there. So one thing I'd like you to do now is just call in Saint Germain and his violet flame. And I want you to surround that area with the purple violet flame. Okay, so just imagine that that violet flame is around that area. It's totally burning up that area, that negative energy, that thought, belief in your body, wherever it happens to be. So now that thought, that belief is being transmuted with Saint Germain's violet flame. Now just take a deep breath and just know that that belief is no longer there for you. It's being transmuted. It's gone into that flame of transmutation. So now you can create a new belief, a new story, or a new thought. So money is easy for me. Money flows to me easily, right? So just say that a few times. Money is easy for me. Money flows to me easily. It's easy for me to make money. So just breathe that in. Really feel that and anchor that into your being. And now you can probably, you know, write that out somewhere, post it somewhere, and say it from time to time throughout the day. It's easy for me to make money. Money is easy for me. Money flows to me easily. And see how that feels in your body. And, you know, if that other belief comes up again, that's okay, right? Because it's in your patterning, right? So if it comes up, just say, okay, thank you for sharing. That's old now. So cancel, delete. My new belief, my new story is this, that money is easy for me. Money flows to me easily. And breathe that in. Okay, so that's one technique that you can use to shift a belief, shift your that money belief. Another one is, you know, when you have that thought of, you know, money is hard for me, or it's hard to make money, or you have to work really hard to make money, just imagine that that belief is going down into the heart of Mother Earth, the core of Mother Earth, because it's just that thought is just energy, right? So we are already connected to Mother Earth through our roots that we imagined earlier. So just imagine those roots are still connected to the heart and core of Mother Earth. And just imagine that that energy, wherever it happens to be in your body, you don't really need to know that that is now going down into the heart and core of Mother Earth. And there, Mother Earth's energy is transmuting that energy, that belief, that thought, and turning it into gold. And now that golden energy, that loving golden energy, you can bring that back up into your heart space. Just breathe that back up into your heart space and really feel that and use that to your advantage, right? So now you can create that new belief. My new belief is that money is easy for me. Money flows to me easily. And you know that you have the support and love of Mother Earth supporting you with this new belief. Okay, and then it's about taking action on that, right? So it's always about connecting, shifting, and integrating. So how can you see that in your life now? All right, how do you see that money is easy for you? How do you see that money flows to you easily? Well, first thing, like I said, is write it out, right? Write it down a couple of times in your journal and say it a couple of times throughout the day. Whenever, you know, you get the chance to say it, just say it, recite it. It's an affirmation. You know, you can also say other affirmations such as, I am making more money every day, right? Or I create wealth with joy and ease, or I create money with joy and ease, and I am making more money every day. And you could also say things like, I live in the overflow and always have more than enough money. So I live in the overflow and always have more than enough money. And I'm thankful for the comfort and joy that money provides me, right? I am thankful for the comfort and joy that money provides me. So I just want you to breathe in love and grace and breathe out what no longer serves you. Because sometimes you're going to have resistance. You're going to say, well, this can't really work. You know, it's like, what is she saying? These are just words, right? So I want you to really feel that energy. And always, you know, when you're saying these mantras, these affirmations, say them from your heart space. So always, always connect to your heart first. Breathe in and then say them out loud. Abundance is my divine birthright. Right? Abundance is my divine birthright, and really feel it in your being, in bones. And I feel good about money and I deserve it. I feel good about money and I deserve it. So just, you know, like I said, breathe in through your heart and breathe out through your heart. Always connect to your heart when you're saying these affirmations and these mantras. Whenever you're feeling a negative thought come up, go back to your heart space and replace it with a positive thought. Okay, so for example, you know, here's an exercise that I would really like for you to do later on today, not during this call per se, but I'd like you to write down a list of all of your limited money beliefs. Try to write down 20, you know, just brainstorm, just write them down. And then beside each of them, write down a positive belief, right? So turn it around, okay? And write down a positive belief. And then keep that list of positive money beliefs and say them out loud. And, you know, you can do this every morning. Sometimes even before you get out of bed, you can say some of these, right? So it's really important that when you are shifting these beliefs, you know, yes, we're doing it energetically today, but you want to also integrate it physically in your 3D life, right? In your practical life. So like I said, again, write down a list of all of your limited money beliefs. Just think about, you know, just sit down and think about money and what are the first thoughts that come to you. And usually they're going to be thoughts from when you were younger, like money is hard, money is stressful, money is not easy, or, oh, if I have too much money, I'll have to give it away. You know, whatever those thoughts are that come to you, right? So if you have that thought of, oh, if I have too much money, I'll have to give it away, you can change that to, oh, I'm so grateful to have all this money. I get to share it with so many different people, right? I can gift it to so many different people. You know, it's like it opens up possibilities for myself and my family and loved ones and others, right? So write down a list of all of your limited money beliefs. And like I said, try writing down 20, and then beside each of those beliefs, write down a positive belief. You know, just turn it around and make it positive. And then keep that list of the positive money beliefs and say them out loud, you know, if you can, every morning. And, you know, you may want to do this on a regular basis, right? So once a week, you know, just write down, because you're going to think of new ones, right? And so we're always working on this kind of stuff, because sometimes, you know, there's layers, right? There's layers and layers and layers. And as we're shifting, other layers are coming up for us to look at. And so some we may not even be aware of. But as we start working with these beliefs and changing them and shifting them, other ones are going to come up for us to see. And that's okay. So it's like, oh, interesting. It's interesting that this is coming up for me. Okay, well, let's see how I can shift this now, right? How can I change this one? What would be the positive aspect of this, right? And let's shift it. And so everywhere where you're not allowing yourself to see all of the limiting beliefs that you do have, are you willing to let that go now? Okay, so take a deep breath in, breathe in love and grace, and breathe out whatever is no longer serving you. So everywhere where you're not allowing yourself to be aware of those limiting beliefs that are holding you back, that are stopping you from really creating the life that you desire, are you willing to let those go now? Breathe in love and grace, and breathe out what's no longer serving you. So, you know, in this way, it's about awareness. It's about perception. It's about receiving more energy of what's possible for you, right? Knowing that something else is possible for you. Because now that you know that you can shift your money story, or any story for that matter, then you know that something else is possible for you. And you have that chance and that choice of creating something new, of creating something magical, of creating what your heart desires. So then the question becomes, what do you want, right? And it's from the heart space. What do you want? What do you want to create? How do you want to express yourself? How do you want to share your gifts and talents and skills and money with the rest of the world so that more and more people have this expansive experience, right? So it's about sharing, you know, in the overflow, like we said, like we talked about, having an overflow of money and living from that space, right? And sharing from that overflow. And being grateful that you have these possibilities, that you have the money that provides so much comfort and joy to you. Being grateful for that, because as you are grateful, more will flow to you, right? We all know this. It's just energy. So that energy of gratitude, that energy of appreciation, is just going to bring you more of what you are appreciating, right? So if you're appreciating the comfort and joy in your life, you're going to have more of it. If you're appreciating all the wonderful gifts that you have in your life and that you're receiving just by being you, then you're going to receive more of that. All right. So we will be back in just a few minutes with another energetic process. Thank you.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicent, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Greetings, fellow soul travelers. This is Dr. Amelia Kemp with OM Times Radio. If you've been stressed mentally or emotionally, then join me on Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the From Psychotherapy to Sacred Therapy show, where you'll learn you're not sick, you're sacred. And by aligning with the soul is what makes you whole.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Yeah. Hello, everyone. We are back. This is Shefali Burns on Shifting with Shefali on Om Times Radio. And today we're talking about shifting your money story. And now I want to take you through a process so that an energetic process so that you can clear those old limiting beliefs and be aware of those some of those old limiting beliefs. Okay, so changing your beliefs really is about, you know, changing your reality, right? It's about changing your experience. So what you believe to be true is what you will create as your truth in reality. And so we're going to be talking a little bit about creating money, spending money, having money, and how to change those beliefs. So let's we're still connected, right? So we are still in our heart space. And I just want you to expand that as big as you can. All right, so just take a few deep breaths to center yourself. Okay, in through your nose and out through your mouth. So now in this space, you're going to ask that wise, all-knowing part of yourself to assist you in looking at and making visible those beliefs about attracting money into your life that need to be released. So we're going to focus on attracting money. So think now of the area you would like to examine your beliefs about that you would like to change the results and circumstances you're experiencing. So mostly it's about your beliefs about attracting money. And so from this place of all-knowing, of the connection to the universal mind and your soul, from the connection to that wise, all-knowing part of yourself, imagine that you do know and have the answers. So how would it feel in your body if you do know, right? If you did know, what would you know? Take a deep breath and feel that. If you did know, what would you know? And let it come into your mind what belief you have about reality that is creating your present situation or circumstance. Okay, perhaps there's more than one belief. So what would you need to be true about reality to have created your current circumstance in this area of attracting money? So let that belief become visible to you now. Now you can see it, you can feel it, you can know it, you can hear it, whatever it happens to be, however you perceive it. Now let that belief and any images or negative thoughts you have seen, let them dissolve. Okay? You might imagine you're erasing them or that you are surrounding them with so much light that these beliefs simply disappear into the light. Or you can imagine that these beliefs, images, and thoughts are going down into the heart of Mother Earth to be transmuted and being transmuted into gold energy. So now ask this wise, all-knowing self to give you a new belief, a new statement about the nature of reality that you could now call your truth in this area of your life. Now say this new thought to yourself. Make it in the present tense as an affirmation, such as, I now know, I now believe I can, however you want to say it. And I want you to say this to yourself throughout the day. You might want to write out this new belief and put it somewhere where you'll see it, for there is so much power in repetition. And as you say this new belief to yourself over and over, you begin to create it as your reality easily and effortlessly. And each time you do this, this little exercise, this little process, you will see additional beliefs that you can change until there will come a time when you have shifted all of your beliefs about this area, and you have created a new reality. And you'll be able to create positive results and a change in what you experience. All you need to do is visualize, imagine, and energize this new belief. Right? So we've just explored your belief about attracting money to you. And this you can do also with about having money and spending money. It's the same idea. So what thoughts and beliefs do you have about having money? You know, what limiting belief do you have about that? And then this, you can do the same thing with that one and erase it or put light around it so that it goes into the light. Or you can send it down to the core and heart of Mother Earth to be transmuted and then create a new belief around having money. And then you can do the same idea again with the spending money. Because sometimes, you know, we have beliefs around spending money, such as, you know, spending money is frivolous, you know. So you can change that to a new belief that spending money brings me joy, right? It gives me joy. So always, whatever your new positive belief is going to be, make it empowering and inspiring and make it joyful for you and what really feels good in your body and that you really resonate with. And what's important is to, you know, write down these beliefs and say them over and over again, because there is power in repetition. There is power in saying them in the present tense using I am. And especially right now when we are really strong manifestors, we are creators of magnitude and we are manifesting like crazy. Whatever we say, we are manifesting. So be really vigilant about what you are saying with regards to your money story, with regards to attracting money, having money, and spending money. That'll be really important now. So, you know, you can say a few affirmations around attracting money. You can say a few affirmations around having money. And you can say a few affirmations around spending money, right? And they should all be joyful, inspiring, and uplifting for you and empowering, right? And you know, whenever you do this exercise, do this process, when you come back, you know, when after you've opened your eyes and you've come back and you're full of joy and confidence and energy, ready to start your life anew, you know, to have a life of abundance and prosperity and joy and enjoying this connection, this spaciousness, you know, this is who you truly are, right? It's such a blessing, because then you will be radiating that out to those around you as well. And when they see you this way, they're going to be inspired and wonder, what are you doing that they can now suddenly do as well, perhaps, right? What's the secret? What's that secret sauce that you have that you are now suddenly more joyful and abundant and receiving more money and having more money and spending more money, and your whole life has changed around your money story? So your money story is no longer about having to work hard for money. Now you still work because you enjoy it, but it's not hard. It's easy. It's filled with ease and joy, and you're really enjoying working and making money. And you're really enjoying having money, because when you're having money, it's not about hoarding it, and it's not about having that resistance around it and storing it so that nobody else can have it. It's about having that money and knowing that you can, you know, create so much more with it, right? So having it and then creating more with it, spending it and generating more, spending it and creating more possibilities for yourself and other people. Because money is just energy. It flows. It's supposed to flow. So it's always supposed to be in and out and flowing through and around you all the time. You know, it's not just about staying in the bank. It's nice to have a certain amount in the bank, because sometimes that's what we need to feel like we receive, that we're receiving, that we deserve it. And, you know, I really want to focus a little bit on this part as well. Money is just energy, right? And, you know, your source of money is not your client. It's not your job. The source of money is source, universe. So your connection with source, universe, and with that flow of abundance. So like I said, the more you can really connect within and be in that flow, connect to that joy, connect to that universal spirit, God, creator, whatever name you'd like to provide it, the more that you are in that flow and in that spaciousness, the more money will flow to you. Because like I said, you know, likes attract like, right? So if money is energy and you are energy and that energy feels good and spacious, then you're going to attract more of it. So that's, you know, one of the things that I really want to talk about also is that a lot of times if people are not receiving money, you know, it's a deserving issue or it's a receiving issue. You know, it really is. They don't think that they deserve it. That's why they're not receiving it. So really look at that piece for yourself. You know, you are a child of God, right? So you are worthy just from by being you. It's not, there's nothing that you have to do or be, you know, you can just be yourself. And the more you know that, the more you love yourself, you know, and really self-love is the biggest tool. The more you can love yourself and truly love and know yourself, know that you are a child of God, you know, you're connected to God always. There's no separation. There's no disconnection. It's just sometimes our focus shifts, right? But the more that you can know that and feel that really within, the more everything will just open up for you. So many different possibilities will open up for you. You know, and people think, you know, when I say this, it doesn't mean that money is just going to flow, but possibilities will open up. You'll create different streams of revenue, different streams of income, right? People will want to give you money more easily, you know, and you'll be asking for it more easily because, you know, it's not really coming from them. It's coming through them. Money is just flowing through them to you, right? And then through you to somebody else or somewhere else, right? So it's just that connection to source. So how much do you want to receive from source? It's a matter of how connected you are to source. Do you deserve? Do you feel like you deserve? So look at that piece. We may talk about that in some other episode, but that's a big one for me, and I definitely have stories to share around that. I always thought I loved myself, but really this past year, doing a lot of inner work on myself, I realized that it was very superficial. You know, I was still resisting a lot within. I wasn't really appreciating myself. I wasn't really accepting myself. I wasn't really valuing who I was until I had some really massive breakthroughs around self-love. So that's really key and important to look at. Do you love yourself? You know, I love you. Do you love yourself? And, you know, I'm going to leave you with the Ho'oponopono of I love you, thank you, I'm sorry, please forgive me. All right, so thank you, everyone. Have a great day. Have a great week. And I'll see you again next week. This is Shefali Burns from Shifting with Shefali. Thank you.